Car. The purchase of a new car can be a fun experience as long as you do some research beforehand. You might want to consider price, condition the car is in, your needs, and the practicality of the vehicle. All are important factors in deciding which car is best for you. Purchasing. Purchasing a car can be both exciting and intimidating. Knowing what you want, how much the car is worth, and how much you can afford are all important factors. Sometimes, dealing with car salesmen, you will want to know these points beforehand. If you are uncomfortable bargaining with the salesman, just have an idea of what you can afford and stick with it. Here are some questions commonly used when purchasing a car. How can I check what a car is worth? Can I check if the car has been in any major wrecks in the past? Should I consider financing? Does the car have a warranty? Can I negotiate price? Should I buy used or new? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. There are different ways to check. A common place is called Kelley Blue Book. The Kelley Blue Book is a trusted prices, values, and reviews of cars. You might be able to look up prices on the internet. You can ask for a history on the car from the salesman to check if there are any past accidents. There are websites where you can look up the history of a car. Just search for them. Almost all car companies offer financing. I would try and pay cash, but if you can't afford the entire car, you may need to finance. All cars have some sort of warranty. Check with the car dealership. Warranties are good in case you need anything fixed. Just know how much you can spend and only spend that much. You can try and negotiate if you're comfortable with it. Used or new depends on you and what you need. You can usually spend less money buying a used car. Just make sure it is in good shape. Maintenance. Proper maintenance on your car can help assure it will run smoothly and last you a long time. Here are some questions commonly used when talking about maintenance of your car. How often should I change the oil in my car? Should I rotate the tires? What type of gas should I put into it? Should I get tune-ups? Should I keep it outside or in my garage? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. Normally, you should change your oil every 3,000 miles. Yes, change your oil when it gets low. Rotating your tires will make them last longer. Rotating your tires will keep them in good condition and keep you safe. Most cars use unleaded gas. I would check your car manual. You don't want to put the wrong gas in your car. It can ruin it. Tune-ups keep your car running smoothly. Tune-ups are good, and you may find something that needs replaced that you would normally not know about. If you have a garage, I would use it. It will keep your car safe from the weather. If you don't have a garage, just keep it in your driveway. Selling. There comes a time when you will need to sell your car. You may find a bigger one or a smaller one. You may want one less expensive or one that is better on gas. Make sure you research how much your car is worth, as well as viable ways of advertising it before you attempt to sell. Here are some questions commonly used when selling a car. How should I advertise my car to sell? Should I fix any issues with my car before selling it? Should I research how much it is worth before selling it? Will I get more if I trade it in? Should I be firm on the price I am asking? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. There are many ways to advertise. You can use newspaper, the internet, or even put a sign in it that says for sale. I would advertise a local car selling, buying magazine. A lot of people will see it there. You can fix any issues if you want. It might up the value of the car when you sell it. I would just be honest and inform people it has something wrong with it. Definitely research how much it is worth. That way you can be sure to sell for the right price. I would just sell it for what you owe on it. If you already own it, then I might look up how much it is worth. I would try and trade it in if you are buying a new car. I would try and sell it. You will probably get more money for it. Once you find out how much it is worth, some people price cars at a higher price to try and make money. I would ask for more than it's worth. Then you can lower the price and still get what you want.